We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids!
Hi, I'm Nadia.
Yo, what's up? I'm Gwenny.
Hi there, I'm Alexa.
I'm Rebecca.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Howdy, I'm Hallie.
And I'm Karen, and we have a special friend in the studio with us today in the Purple Dog Studio. We have Rebecca, who's joining us today, and it's so great to meet you and so great to have you join us. Now, you've heard our show before, haven't you? And you just decided you wanted to come and see what it's like. So we welcome you, don't we, kids?
Yeah.
Story of Moses and Aaron and the Israelites.
The Israelites had been living as slaves in Egypt,
increasing in number.
God sent Moses and Aaron to lead them out of Egypt into the Promised Land.
But first, Moses and Aaron had to convince Pharaoh to let them go.
Moses and Aaron had been sent by God.
Remember, God had spoken to them and had assured them that he would be with them and give them everything that they needed. With God's help, remember the miracles they did?
Yeah!
Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Let my people go, so that they may hold a festival to me in the desert."
Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go?"
"I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go."
Then they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Now let us take a 3-day journey into the desert, to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, or he may strike us with plagues or with his sword."
But the king of Egypt said, "Moses and Aaron, why are you taking people away from their labor? Get back to your work."
Then Pharaoh said, "Look, the people of the land are now numerous, and you are stopping them from working."
That same day, Pharaoh gave this order to the slave drivers and the foremen in charge of the people.
"You are no longer to supply the people with straw for making bricks. Let them go and gather their own straw, but require them to make the same number of bricks as before."
"They are lazy. That's why they're crying out."
"Make the work harder for the men, so that they keep working and pay no attention to lies."
Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Lord, why have you brought trouble upon this people?"
"Is this why you sent me?
Ever since I went to the Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble upon this people, and you have not rescued your people at all."
How do you think Moses felt? Yeah, Rebecca.
Probably frustrated and, like, mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alexa?
He probably felt like he wasn't doing his job well enough.
Mm-hmm.
He probably wondered if he was the right one to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
He might have been kind of afraid and worried because he may have really not trusted in God.
But what did God promise Moses and Aaron? What did he promise him, Carolyn?
That he would help him.
He would help him? Uh-huh. Alexa?
He would always be with him.
Always be with him. So was he doing a good job with trusting God at this point?
No.
He was trying to... He was thinking the story was supposed to go in a different way, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do not worry, I am with you. Raise up your staff, stretch out your hand. Do not be troubled, I will save my people, for I am who I am. Do not worry. I am with you.
I am with you.
Raise up your staff.
Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
Do not be troubled.
I will save
I
my
will
people.
Save you.
For I am,
who I am.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord of
creation.
Light in the darkness,
the giver
of light.
I am the Alpha
and the Omega,
and the Omega.
I am your God.
Do not worry,
do not worry.
I am with you.
I am with you.
Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
Do not be troubled.
I will save my
people.
For
I am
who I am.
I am the Lord God
of creation. Light in the darkness,
the giver of light.
Then the Lord said to Moses, "You are to say everything I command you, and your brother Aaron is to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go out of his country."
I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and though I multiply my miraculous signs and wonders in Egypt, he will not listen to you.
Then I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with mighty acts of judgment, I will bring out my divisions, my people, the Israelites.
And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of it.
Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord commanded them.
King David wrote about this in Psalm 105. Let's start reading at verse 26.
God sent Moses his servant and Aaron, whom he had chosen.
They performed his miraculous signs among them.
He sent darkness and made the land dark.
He turned their waters into blood, causing their fish to die.
Their land teemed with frogs, which went up into the bedrooms of the rulers.
He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and gnats throughout their country.
He turned the rain into hail,
with lightning throughout their land.
He struck down their vines and fig trees, and shattered the trees of their country.
He spoke, and the locusts came, grasshoppers without number.
They ate up every green thing in their land, ate up the produce of their soil.
Then he struck down all the firstborn in their land.
What would it have been like living under those conditions, Hallie?
It would have been really scary. I mean, all these bugs and all this scary stuff, and it would have been really sad to have all the firstborns die.
I would be scared because I'm scared of the dark.
I would have been wondering, like, what was actually happening and why.
The Pharaoh's heart was hard, though. What does that mean, that God actually made the Pharaoh's heart hard? Rebecca?
That he was firm with what he said.
Okay, yeah.
He didn't have any compassion for the Israelites.
Okay, or maybe even for his own people, too. Because what was he doing? When he said no, he was bringing more terrible things on his own people, wasn't he?
Yeah. You know? The people of Egypt suffered because of Pharaoh's hard heart.
They saw incredible miracles from God.
There was no doubt in their mind who was in control. God was in control.
Finally, Pharaoh let God's people, the Israelites, go.
We will see next time that it still wasn't easy for the Israelites.
Let's pray. Dear Father, you are a God of miracles. You can make darkness cover the earth. You can cover the land with frogs and flies and gnats, and you can make them disappear in an instant. You are in control, and we are so blessed to be called your children. The promise that you gave Moses and Aaron is ours too. You will be with us always too. Just as you saved the Israelites and brought them out of slavery, you saved us by sending us Jesus. We thank you, Father.
We will trust you.
We will serve you.
We will obey you.
We will tell others about you.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
And remember,
give thanks to the Lord.
Call in his name.
Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him.
Sing praise to him.
Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name.
Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek his face always.
Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles,
and the judgments he pronounced.
He is the Lord our God.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.